Let's start with this. Let's start with the basics. If someone thinks they've been exposed, what should they do?
Okay, so the first thing that you have, if you're exposed, you need to isolate yourself. In the Valley, there are many places you can call. Of course, if you have a primary care doctor, call your primary care doctor first. If you don't have a primary care doctor, there are different places you can call, different hotlines, either in the Health Bureau, Lehigh Valley has one, and I know St. Luke's has one. So the whole idea would be to evaluate what kind of exposure that you have.
How many days after you've been possibly exposed should you get tested? What's the ideal time?
We believe that the person is shedding the virus or is contagious 2 days before start developing symptoms. So that's for the person that is shedding. So I start shedding, my exposure goes 2 days back. Now I went for dinner with you. You tell me tomorrow, hey, you know, I just got my test, it's positive. Now I'm having symptoms. I probably should wait maybe 4 days, 3 to 4. You don't want to go too early. The problem with the false negative test is that you're going to say, oh, I don't have it, and perhaps not be as careful. The recommendation that if you have a good exposure, like we went out for dinner last night, even if my test is negative, I still should do the isolation because the exposure was so good.
Now, what happens if you're feeling sick, but you don't have any known exposure?
It definitely deserves a phone call to somebody. Remember, only a small percentage of people is going to have symptoms. I think if you're feeling sick, and let's define what is feeling sick. Are you having a runny nose? It may just be seasonal allergies. You know, you get a cold every fall. Now, let's say you lost your taste. Well, that's different. If you lost your smell, that's also something that we see. Now you lost your smell, you lost your taste, you're coughing and you're having fever. Now that's different. So even if you don't think you were exposed, there might have been an exposure you were not aware of.
What does access to testing look like now that we're in 8 months into the pandemic?
Right. We're doing a lot better, okay? In March, April was very hard. We had to do targeting testing. So it was very complicated. So we're in a much better spot. Unfortunately, we're seeing so much patients and so many people kind of get tests. But remember now, people need tests to travel. People need tests to go back to work. And so very high demand. I only can speak for Lehigh Valley. We were a little bit busy up to like a week, 10 days ago. We were getting tests back really quick. A day or two, the tests are back. They're getting more into the 3 days plus, which we don't like. To answer your questions, we're okay. We're not what we would like to be. And that is for the PCR test. Now, there are other forms of testing. The PCR is the one that, you know, they swab your nose, they count to 10, they go down your nose. That's the PCR. We're looking at particles of the virus there. There is the antibody test. That we're doing pretty good. And the results come back rather quickly.
Doctor, when should people quarantine? There was a lot of emphasis in the spring at the start of the pandemic on self-isolation versus quarantining. Is that still the same?
So I think right now, if not very soon, if you have a high risk factor, namely you're over 65, you're overweight, you're hypertensive, you're diabetic, you have heart disease, you have kidney disease, you have lung disease, you should start thinking about self-isolation. Like, you know, try to spend the least amount of time possible outside. Maybe somebody, I think we are hitting what we were in the spring. So that's the self-isolation. Now, let's say the question you asked me earlier, let's say you were exposed and now you need 14 days of isolation. Let's say now you are positive. Now you need to do the isolation because you are the transmitter. So if you are positive, what we're requiring is a minimum of 10 days of isolation and the last 3 days with no symptoms. But that's the difference between a self-isolation because it's time for me not to get exposed versus I'm in quarantine because I was exposed or because I'm sick.
Again, as we're seeing a resurgence of COVID cases overall, do you have to have symptoms to get a test?
No, you could have been exposed, as we discussed before. You can be traveling. Some places are requiring this. So there are other reasons you need to be tested. But we don't have to be afraid.